Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
ESP.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As the song says, Elliot Shore Parks joins us, as he does every Friday at 3 of the Go Birds podcast. It's brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. Elliot, hello.
Beautiful job singing, as always. I felt like you really hit those high notes today. That was well done.
That was Jack. Jack chimed in there. With some
come on,
notes.
Man.
Yeah, come on.
You don't get 11 solos in the middle school choir on accident.
By accident.
Whatever.
Need the videos of those.
Yeah. We need to see those. Elliot, are you in Tampa already, or are you flying down tomorrow or something?
I'm not. So I have Go Birds Radio tomorrow from 1 to 3, and then I'll be getting on a plane after that to head down to Tampa. So my body doesn't need 48 hours to acclimate. I'll be good to go for Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So before we get to that point, we have a bunch of guys we want to get injury updates on. First thing. We all know the record is good with Lane Johnson in the game, bad with Lane Johnson not in the game. Where does Lane Johnson stand for Sunday?
Yeah, I expect Lane to play on Sunday. He's been full participant. He was full participant yesterday. I think Lane will be out there. So as you mentioned, obviously a very important player. This week, the Bucks have really good edges, so even more important to have him out there, and I expect he will be.
Okay. How about, you mentioned earlier in the week, Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell had knee braces on. Anything on those?
Yeah, so Zach Bond said that he had that knee brace on to essentially just try out how it would feel to wear a knee brace if he ever needed to. Now, he is dealing with something with his knee, so it's not like he woke up and decided to do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying, so he is hurt, but I think he was probably being a little proactive and just trying it. He did have it on the next day, so I'm guessing he wasn't, as you would expect, not too thrilled with the idea of playing with a huge brace on his knee. But I expect both him and Jahad Campbell to play on Sunday, so they should be out there.
All right, and finally, Adoree Jackson. Where is he at?
Yeah, that's the tough one. He's been limited throughout the week. Talking to him earlier in the week, just my opinion from talking to players who are questionable, for years, he said he's taking it day by day. He said he's optimistic. Just the vibe I've gotten is he won't be out there, but the injury report will be out, I think, in about an hour or two. I'm going to guess he'll be listed as questionable, but I don't have a firm read on if he will play or not. I'd guess no, but I'm not positive.
And that puts Kelee Ringo in that spot. Is there any other adjustment you think in the secondary, or is it just Adoree Jackson out and Kelee Ringo in that situation?
Yeah, I think that's what they'll do. I mean, they already have kind of moving pieces at safety with Sidney and Makuba splitting those snaps. You probably don't want to move guys too much. Kelee talked this week as if he's going to play. Just, he was talking like a player that expects to be out there. So I think it will probably be Kelee if Adoree doesn't play.
And have you I guess it's not like training camp. I was just wondering if you had seen Kelee at all and how he looked in practice. But again, my guess is you're probably not seeing anything too valuable, right?
Yeah, we only get to see him for individual drills. I have asked Kelee, because Vic Fangio was complimentary of him this week, and that's noteworthy because Vic doesn't just throw compliments out there for no reason, saying that he has improved since training camp ended. And I asked Kelee, what's he improved on? And he said he'd rather show us all than tell us. So he seems pretty excited to be out there.
All right. So you mentioned, you know, we found out the Eagles are flying down today, a day early, to adjust to the heat. We spoke to you about this the other day. Baker Mayfield was actually on Mark Sanchez's podcast, and they were talking about it. And here's what Baker had to say about the Eagles flying out there a day early.
There's already been the stories that broke about them coming down to Tampa a day early. I don't necessarily think that helps them. One day doesn't get you acclimated to this humidity. So I think honestly, it makes them think about it more when they get down here earlier.
So there you go. You and Baker Mayfield on the same page, it sounds like.
Yeah, two guys Spike loves, right? There we go. Both on the same page. I agree. And having been in the locker room this week, like, I think the players are definitely thinking about the heat a lot. They've talked about spending extra time in the sauna. They've been asked about it all week. So they are going into this game like well aware that the heat is something that they're going to have to deal with. I certainly fall on the side of they've made it a bigger deal than it needs to be. You know, if you hear about it all week, if you're leaving a day early, if you're doing all these things to combat it, it's impossible to then act like the heat is no big deal. Like, obviously, this is something they're very concerned about. The flip side of that would be maybe they should be. Like, they got
I'm tired of hearing this nonsense. One thing I loved is that the players have not said it's no big deal. So but here's my thing. They know that it's a factor. And Baker, quite frankly, doesn't surprise me with him saying that, because he's also playing a little gamesmanship here, because he's putting it in their head, or he's putting it out there that this is what you guys are concerned with rather than playing the game. What do you think Baker's going to say? He's not going to say, yeah, them coming down here a day early is going to get them definitely prepared for Sunday and they should be at their best. He's not going to say that.
Yeah, I agree. Now, to your point, like, different players have said different things. Jalen Hurts, as you might expect, was pretty much like, I'm not making a bigger deal of it than it is, and basically didn't talk about it. You know, other guys have been more, you know, talkative and open about how it's something they're worried about. And, you know, to kind of circle back, like, again, I think it's a little silly to go 24 hours early. I feel like it's playing into it too much. But they have had issues in heat. Like, they just have. So if you're Nick Sirianni, I don't know. You're like, I guess you could do the ignore it and tough through it thing, which is probably where I would lean. But if he knows it's a problem, I guess to a certain degree, you have to be you have to respect a little bit that he's trying to be proactive about it and, you know, make something happen.
Well, here's why you can't ignore it. Because they had to hydrate more this week than they normally do. So the preparation for going down there, even if they were to go Saturday, they still would have to do the preparation to get their bodies ready to play in that type of weather. We used to play in Arizona early in my career when they were still in the NFC East. We hated going out there. Who didn't hate going into the damn desert to play Arizona, right? When we played Dallas in 2000, the opening game, we knew it was going to be 120 degrees on the field. Yeah, we drank pickle juice all week, and we went down there and put the smack down on them. Like, it didn't stop us from going out there and playing our game. And
preparing yourself.
Yeah, preparing for this didn't stop us from going out there and being at our best, or we're too worried about the heat. These athletes know what it feels like to be in that heat, having to play. And as someone who was a chronic cramper when I played, I had to get IVs before games. I had to get IVs after games. Man, that is a real thing going to Florida. When you're from up north and you're going down to Florida to play, or you're going out to Arizona to play, it's a real thing. I don't care if you want to tell yourself, no, it doesn't matter. It's just heat. Yeah, Coach Fangio can say that. He's sitting in a booth. He's not running anywhere. But the actual players who have to get prepared to play in 105-degree weather on the field, yeah, they better be thinking about it.
And if only there was a way to play football.
Shut up.
Spend all week preparing for it. One day, maybe they'll have the technology for that.
Hush. LA, we've been talking all week, especially after what we saw in the second half, you know, not to belabor it, and the effectiveness of the Eagles being able to pass the ball. Not what you think they should do. We've been through that over and over again. What do you think when the Eagles take the field offensively in that first half on Sunday, are we going to see anything different than you think that we've seen over the last few games, the way that they've started?
I don't think they're going to attack this game any different than they have the past few weeks. I think it's really just going to come down to if the players execute the big plays. Like in week two against Kansas City, they had a long play to AJ to start the game. And if that is hit, right, if the tight ends block and the ball is thrown that way, then we're not talking about them like maybe coming out not as aggressive. Now, I will say all week the players in the locker room, like almost every single skill player I've talked to, has used the word aggressive. Like they are emphasizing that this week. AJ said that they had to go out and be takers, right? And yep. Not like just take with the, but like make the defense adjust to them. Mm-hmm. Devontae said it today. Saquon Barkley said it today. Now, I will say that like they have also been very supportive like of Kevin Petullo, and I thought like gone out of their way to do it. So yeah, I think it's just going to come down to, do they execute early? Because if they do, like, I think they all want to have big plays to start the game.
Well, here's what I'm getting from this. The coaches had better unpucker the cheeks. What did I normally say? Unclench your butt cheeks,
yes.
Jack? Yeah.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
Yeah, that's what the coaches need to do. In all seriousness, because what you're getting from the players is, let us play. Give us an opportunity. Stay aggressive. We can do this. Right? Like they want. Now, to your point, you got to go out and execute. Us coaches aren't going to dial up certain plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So you got to execute when those opportunities are there. What you're not hearing any players say, especially those skilled players, man, we're winning football games. Just keep doing what we've been doing the last year and a half. Yeah. We don't need to change anything.
And they could say it.
AJ was talking about doing things differently in April and March. When he said we can't do what we did this past year.
Oh, he did say that. I remember
he
that.
He said
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
AJ's been saying it since last year.
But I'm saying, though, but he's the, you know why?
Yeah.
Because he's the one that can take the backlash and everything else that comes with it. So he speaks up for the rest of the guys. You best believe he's not speaking just for himself.
Now, I'll ask you. I have my opinion. But, like, do you think they're only talking about the coaches when they say that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so I think that's part of it. Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm with you there as well. I'm with you there as well, yes.
That's part of it too, right?
Yes.
And look, you know, Jalen said after the game on Sunday that they have to be the aggressive team. They have to play not to lose. Like, he can control that,
yep.
right? They're going to
yep.
dial up plays to have long throws. That's what they want to do. So it'll be up to everybody, you know, the offensive line, the receivers, all that, and then ultimately Jalen to give his guys chances to make plays.
To your point, E, I don't know if they were talking to the coaches at all. They just may have been talking to the quarterback through the media. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it could have been either one.
Yes, I agree with that.
Elliot, we have something real. We got to get your prediction. We have really something very, very important to ask you right after I talk about Adam Kasebe. I'm actually making you hang out here for a minute because this is such an important thing for us to ask you. You know what else is important? Getting your own Shore House. You know what else is important? Knowing how to spell Adam Kasebe. Jack, how do you spell it again?
K-S-E-B-E.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Adam Kasebe out of Long and Foster. He knows how to get you into a Delaware beach house. Goodbye are the days of you spending thousands of dollars to stay in somebody else's house for a week. Hello to the days of you having your own place that people pay you to stay in. They pay your mortgage. Then you have a place to go to with your family and your friends at the Delaware beaches. It's beautiful. Beautiful. And Kasebe is the guy that can do it. If you've given up before, if you think it's not possible because of how the market is, he is the guy that can figure it out for you. By the way, Delaware property taxes, super low. Jersey Shore, highest tax nationwide. When you're ready to take the leap, you got to use Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him at 302-864-8643 or go to processrealtor.com. All right, Elliot. So, you know, there's a a potential record that a Phillies player can go get, and that is Kyle Schwarber. So Kyle Schwarber, you know, Rob Thompson said that, you know, he would, you know, he was going to talk to Kyle, but he'd let him go for the record this weekend. And you tweeted that essentially, the Eagles had a choice to make between going for a record and winning, and they chose winning. And in this case, the Phillies were prioritizing the record.
They don't even want to win. All they care about is Kyle Schwarber's home run record.
So you're aware how sort of silly that sounds when you're comparing those two things, right?
I mean, not really. You don't think
there's a difference than Saquon Barkley and the entire offensive line playing in an NFL football game and Kyle Schwarber taking four at-bats that he probably would have taken anyway? You don't acknowledge those are two different things?
That is a different thing. I agree. The chances Saquon were to get hurt were higher than if Kyle Schwarber plays, obviously. Like, I'm well aware that's the case. But the bottom line is, when Saquon was going for the record, and I said I would play him, to be clear, and I would play Kyle Schwarber, like I would, right? But all I heard all week leading up to that Giants game was, even if it's only a 1% chance, you can't put him out there. Even if the chance is low, you can't put him out there. Kyle Schwarber, if he plays in a meaningless game, he could get hurt. He could get hit by a pitch. He could do a ground ball and run to first and pull his hamstring. Like,
true.
It could happen.
It's
is it
true.
Likely going to happen? Of course not. But if you're going to put him in a game that is meaningless when this is like the year to go out and do it, then there is no other way to explain that than you are prioritizing the record over increasing your chances to win.
Elliot, you're aware they don't have an entire backup starting lineup, right?
Okay, Kyle Schwarber is what, a top three player on the team?
Yeah, but he's a D. But as he explained, he's a DH. So if they're going to rest guys, the last guy that they're going to rest is the DH. You understand that when they want to give players a day off, they make them DH. That actually happens.
What I would say is, like, going into a meaningless game, there are probably three players they need to protect in that lineup. I trust their ability to find a way to protect those players. Like, Bryce, Schwarber, and then, you know, whoever else you want to pick. Like, Schwarber should not play in a meaningless game. Like, full stop. Like, it is a risk. They can do it, and, like, if he got...
So why does he play the last three nights, then?
Yeah.
Aren't they still competing for the one seed?
Barely.
Well, they are.
Okay, but
barely.
They
have to win out.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're still.
So they have to just sit them. Why not sit them ever since they clinched the two seed? Just sit them.
Because they're still playing for the one seed.
But not really.
Okay, well, that can be your opinion of it. I guess I believe in them more than you do. But, like, they are playing for the one seed. The games are not meaningless.
The comparison is silly.
It's not silly.
It is silly. Because, by the way, Saquon wasn't just Saquon. It was the entire offensive line as well.
Yeah, that's a difference, for sure. That is a difference. But ultimately, if they put their best players out there in a meaningless game for a record, if you want to do it because you don't want them to be cold, that's one thing. If you want to do it because, to your point, like, you certain players have to play, that's another thing. If he is out on that field in a meaningless game because of a record, then they are prioritizing the record over winning. Like, they just flat out are, and that's fine. I was okay with Saquon going for the record, but to act like it's not the same thing, one team picked winning and the other team is not, like, that's the difference.
So for you, again, you said they should play Saquon, so you would say in that case they weren't picking winning?
Look,
just answer, yes or no.
Yes. So, but no, hold on, but they didn't play Saquon.
No, I'm asking you. You said you wanted them to play Saquon in the offensive line. So in your case, you would have been prioritizing not winning the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay.
This isn't about me, though. I was comparing the two franchises. The Eagles did not play Saquon, and the Phillies have proactively said they will play Schwarber. So the Eagles decided to prioritize their players in health before the playoffs, and it sounds like the Phillies, if put in this situation, are not going to make it.
Yep, Howard Jr. Listen.
Yes, he is. Yep. That's what I said. Yep. That's what I said.
Eagles are the best. I know, they're the best. They're the best. I know, they're the best.
No,
they're the best of all time. They're the greatest franchise to ever run. Every other team sucks. I know.
Hey, I'm the one that thinks the Phillies can still get the one seed. You're the one that's throwing the towel.
They're not going to get the
one
point.
Seed. That's actually a really good point, Elliot. That's the best point you've made.
If Schwarber goes up there and everyone can be like, oh, it's just a DH, it's just four at-bats, all right, watch him get hit with a baseball, and then we'll see how much people are excited about the record, right? Like, I want them to win in the postseason. That's my priority. You feel differently, fine, but I'm not putting him in that batter
This guy is going to show up on the field wearing a fur coat. Orange Beats headphones. I could see it. I could see it. I see it developing.
I disagreed with the Eagles' decision.
Elliot, do you want to give your prediction for the game?
Well, of course the Eagles are going to win.
Of course they are.
No, I do think they're going to win. I mean, the Heat, they're telling me the Heat's a concern, so like I'll take their word for it. I think they're the way better team. I don't think the Bucks are that good. I think the 1-4 record against the Bucks is a little overblown when you look at the situation. So I think the Eagles win the game. I think I'm going to pick them to win 27-17.
All right. There he is, Elliot Shore-Parks. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to see a tweet that will make you want to bash your head into the wall, all you got to do is follow him at Elliot Shore-Parks.
Hydrate, E. Hydrate.
Yeah, hydrate.
Don't worry. Buddy. I have it on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Threads as well.
Then no one cares.
Yeah.
There he is. All right. There he is. Elliot Shore-Parks.
What the hell is Blue Sky?
I know.
It's the worst
knockoff Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that is.
No one's even on it.
It's not worth it. So everyone, you know what?
Yeah.
Stopping that. Coming up next, 215-592-9494. Thank you for, I saved myself, but Jack was ready to save me there.
Not worth it.
Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast or game day forecast is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.